Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Mr. News.
Hit it!
Next on the Ledger Report, vaccine remorse. Okay, so you got the shot, but reality sets in. So what do you do now? Stand by. The doors of the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
Top U.S. health officials recommended further study into a rare heart condition possibly linked to COVID-19 vaccines. A statement dated May 17th from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said some teens and young adults, mostly male, had developed an inflammation of the heart muscle called myocarditis after receiving their vaccine. The CDC added that the condition often goes away on its own, and the number of cases so far have not been cause for major concern. They did not say how many people had been affected, but said cases typically occurred within 4 days after receiving mRNA vaccines, without specifying which ones. The U.S. granted emergency authorization to 2 mRNA vaccines, for Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. In April, Israel's health ministry started examining similar cases tied to Pfizer's vaccine. It is yet to draw any conclusions, though most of the cases in Israel were reported among young adults under the age of 30. Pfizer at the time said it had not found a causal link. Neither Pfizer nor Moderna responded immediately.
Of course they're not going to respond immediately. Because, first of all, remember, they've been granted immunity in all of this, in this experimental so-called vaccine. But they're not going to respond to this. They're going to say, hey, our vaccine is safe. Don't worry about it. Listen to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci says, go get the vaccine. The CDC says, go get the vaccine. The president says, go get the vaccine. The vice president says, go get the vaccine. The governors in the blue states say, go get the vaccine. The governors in the red states are saying, hey, if you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. A little bit of sanity there, but mostly, especially when you tune into the mainstream media, and I do listen to the mainstream media because I have to. I have to know what's being emanated from network news and from local news. I have to hear it. It's nails on the chalkboard, yeah. But as your finely tuned professional host, I have to go there where many of you won't. I understand why you won't subscribe to CNN and get their breaking news alerts like I do. Breaking news alert. January 6th was all about Donald Trump. Trump is evil. Anybody associated with Trump is evil. January 6th was an insurrection. All this kind of absolute propaganda nonsense. But I filter it for you. And I will tell you, the mainstream media is out there just saying, line up, shut up, and get the vaccine. Uh-oh. We've kind of hit a wall in this country, haven't we? Of about 60%. Of adults being vaccinated. Now, that's a curious number, isn't it? Because when you consider 60%, if that's accurate, there's means 40% is not vaccinated and will not get the vaccine, which is a very intriguing number when you look at the election results. Some 75 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. Now, we know that the actual voter registration number in this country is a farce. It's not accurate. We don't know the actual registered voters. When you have 110% of the eligible population in Los Angeles County, for example, registered to vote, you know you have a problem, right? But when we know that we have around 335, 340 million Americans in this country, and about 75 million voted for Donald Trump legally, as opposed to the other guy who got a bunch of illegal, fake, phony votes, we know that's roughly in that 40% number, isn't it? Isn't it amazing that that is going on in this country, that there are enough Americans who see the reality of what's going on with the so-called vaccines? And I don't want to shame the people who have chosen to get a vaccine. That's not why I talk about this on our program. I talk about it because it's information you will not hear and you will not see in the mainstream media. So it's very important that we talk to scientists like molecular biologist Judy Mikovits, who's going to be on this program in just a couple of minutes here. And I want to talk with her now about vaccine remorse. What is vaccine remorse? Well, it's people who rush to get the vaccine, probably over the age of 60, maybe over the age of 70, who have rushed to get the vaccine, but now have listened to people like me who have explained that there are real problems and real ramifications. And this notion of forcing children to go get the vaccine, largely led by the teachers' unions, who are phony, fake propagandists, who don't care about the children. They only care about their power and their stranglehold in the classroom. This notion that they're going to force young people to get the vaccination is absolutely outrageous, and we need to push back on it. I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is outrageous to force an experimental medical device on these young children. Now, we're seeing pockets of entities, governmental entities and private businesses saying, I think like United Airlines said, hey, all new employees, forgive me if I'm wrong, United, if it's not United, but I believe it was either Delta or United that said, hey, all, I think it was Delta maybe, all new employees have got to have proof of vaccination. Well, this is against the law, Delta. Did you know that? The UC system in California, Cal State system, and other universities are now outright saying you cannot set foot on our campuses unless you've had the vaccine and you have proof of the vaccine. It's outrageous. And I hope the counterfeit vaccine card business on the black web or wherever you would buy one at a bar, I hope it's flourishing. Because leave it to the government to just issue a simple piece of paper and say, hey, you're vaccinated. In the day and age of microchips, this is all they do. This is not a vaccine card, but this is about the size of the thing. I've seen it. I've had some friends post it online, which is crazy. But that's another story. It is outrageous and it's against the law. And I want to talk about that after we talk to Judy Mikovits. But this vaccine guilt, it's working too. Of course, the media is reporting about vaccine guilt from people who have had the vaccine, and then they feel like, well, they shouldn't have had it, not because they're worried about their health, not because of the science, not because of what we know from the FDA, not because it's experimental, but because they're guilty that they got a vaccine and somebody didn't because of equity. This is the craziness emanating out of the mainstream media these days. They completely ignore what I'm talking about here. This report from Reuters is a one-minute report about heart inflammation in young people. And we've seen this in Israel. And remember, Israel did a really bad thing. It effectively said, hey, you are a Jew, and if you want to go to synagogue, you cannot enter a synagogue unless you have had the vaccine. That is horrible, Israel. I support Israel 100%. I support Israel and its right to exist and to beat down Hamas. I do not support the two-state solution. I am a Christian Zionist, as a friend of mine calls me. But there's certain things that Israel can do that we cannot do in America, thank God. And one of them is to mandate that if you want to enter a synagogue or a church, you have to have the vaccination. That's crazy, but that's what they did. So the vaccination rate in Israel is extremely high. I think it's like, I saw 93-94%. Way up there, of course, because you want to go to synagogue. But the point is they've seen these adverse reactions of this heart inflammation. And so only now, see, the media could have reported on it from Israel and say, hey, you know, look out, Americans. No. They had to wait until the CDC said, yeah, you know what? We're seeing some heart inflammation. It's rare. Did you hear that in the report? It's rare. Go line up, shut up, and get the vaccine. The CDC says, don't worry about it. It goes away in 4 days. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How do you know there isn't long-term damage from that heart inflammation? How do you know that this isn't the precursor of a heart attack or some kind of other pulmonary problem down the road? And the answer is you don't know. There's no doctor on the planet who can say, hey, don't worry about it. The long-term effects will not happen. They don't know. They don't have a crystal ball because these vaccines, so-called, have never been administered to human beings on a scale like this in the history of the world. This is the largest biological human experiment ever conducted in the history of mankind. It is an experiment. And such as an experiment, we won't know the results of it for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. And remember, this thing is not licensed. These vaccines are not licensed by the FDA. And I want to close the program talking about that because it's very important that we know the truth about these so-called vaccines. They are not licensed by the FDA, which makes it very, very important going down the road when governmental or private entities require that you show proof of vaccination in order to go to a baseball game or attend college or enter a government building or simply be employed. That is against the law. I want to touch on that in just a moment. I want to remind you this program is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. If you go to MyPillow.com and you put in Ledger in the promo code box, you will get up to 66% off all products. And if you go to my website, GrahamLedger.com, there's also a link there, or multiple links there to MyPillow.com. Ledger in the promo code box. Also on GrahamLedger.com, you will see a question, and that is your local grocery store still requiring you to wear a mask? Now, if you live in California, I know the answer is yes, because the Marxist governor will not follow the CDC guidelines until this magical date of June 15th. So forget about California. I know the answer is going to be no. You can still go on and answer the question. It's fine. But the other states, some of the more normal states, let's say Texas or Florida or Alabama, Mississippi, you name it, maybe Arizona, are they still requiring you to wear a mask in the local grocery store? I want to know. Because this mask nonsense has to end. It has to come to an end. And I also want to remind you, the t-shirts are coming. The t-shirts, I had a problem in production. I don't want to get into it. But they're going to be made in the USA, and they're going to be very nice. Trump, they don't say Trump on it, but they say 4524. And they're not on my website yet because I don't want to take any pre-orders or anything like that. But should be on the website probably early June. I'm sorry it's taken so long because I've teased you about this and I didn't mean to tease you. OSHA is now requiring, or I should say, OSHA put out a statement that said to employers that mandate workers get the vaccine if there is a negative reaction. Now, it's fascinating that OSHA would even issue a statement like this. Why would they ever think that there could be some sort of negative reaction unless they've been actually paying attention to people like me who are espousing the truth about the vaccines? So OSHA issues a statement that if you mandate the vaccine, they know the law, that you can't force a person to get vaccinated and you can't make it a tantamount to a requisite for employment. So OSHA said, originally its statement said, if you mandate you're an employer, you mandate that your employee has the vaccine, and if there's a negative reaction, it must be listed as a recordable injury. You know, like you fall off a ladder at work. A recordable injury. So that put the fear of God in these companies, right? Well, all of a sudden, OSHA's saying, don't worry about it. We're not gonna actually enforce that rule. So go ahead, companies. Violate the law. So OSHA was in sync with the law with this policy statement. And now, of course, because of pressure from Biden, Harris, or Pelosi, or Schumer, all of them, all of the above, or people within the administration, or maybe Dr. Fauci, who knows, they backed off and said, well, yeah, it's a policy, but we're not going to enforce it. Why don't they do that with the mask? Huh? How about that? Yeah, it's a policy, but we're not going to enforce it. Wouldn't it be nice to hear that? Meantime, the Department of Commerce, now this is a classic example of the swamp and the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. Department of Commerce says that you may have to show proof of vaccination for doing business with the Department of Commerce or any kind of the contractors or subcontractors. Department of Commerce should know the law that OSHA was referring to. And the law is very simple, that this is not a licensed vaccine. Because it's not a licensed vaccine, you can't do this. Yet, Department of Commerce is violating the law. It's unbelievable what we are living through in this country. If you think about it, you back up in the last year or so. These unconstitutional mandates, and then government creating an economic crisis, and then government saying, hey, don't worry about it, we're going to throw you helicopter money, and then government gives you the helicopter money, and businesses try and restart, but the helicopter money is more than the businesses can pay. And the government says, don't worry, we'll give you another solution, whatever that may be. Government creates the problem. Government comes up with a government solution that completely disjoints the free market. And so that's what we got right now. In many states, people are just sitting home collecting this helicopter money. They're not working. And businesses can't hire. This is crazy. This is such a market dislocation that any economist worth his or her salt should be screaming about right now. The only way to get the economy back to where it belongs is to remove these layers of government. Unfortunately, as we know, the way government works, especially the federal government, these layers of government will never go away. Oh, sure. You know, a year from now, we may not have to wear a mask on an airplane, but the bar has been raised. And I warn people in California about this. When you look at Newsom and the recall, or any of these Marxists in California, whoever steps into the governor's role, whether it's Newsom or the next guy, the next Marxist, today it's COVID, tomorrow it's what? Well, most likely it's going to be climate change related. Uh-oh, there's a hole in the ozone layer. You better wear a mask. Anytime, anywhere, you go outside, you got to wear it. This is coming. This is coming. And now the vaccines. You better go get the vaccine. You better go get it. Do it for mom. Do it for baseball games. Do it for apple pie. Just shut up and go get the vaccines. So millions of Americans have done this. Tens of millions of Americans have done this. Yet, now the word comes out about the heart inflammation or whatever, these 110 side effects listed in the FDA slide deck in November 2020 that was not disseminated to the American people, that is not disclosed when people line up, shut up, and just get the shot. So what do you do? What do you do now? If you're a person who, for whatever reason, received one of these shots and you now have vaccine remorse.
Joining me now is cellular molecular biologist Judy Mikovits, PhD. Judy, these heart problems, I want to talk about that first, and we'll get into the vaccine remorse in just a moment, but these heart problems that now the CDC is admitting, but we knew about this in Israel, right? The first major clinical trial was in Israel. Unfortunately, more than 90% of the population, I think, is now part of that clinical trial. They made it a mandate that if you want to go to synagogue, you have to get the vaccine. It's a terrible thing, but that's what Israel did. In this country, now the CDC finally admits that, hey, there's pulmonary problems. But we knew this. We knew this from the CDC, or the, I'm sorry, the FDA slide deck from October of last year. Why should we be surprised?
Correct. We're not surprised about any of the side effects, the serious side effects, because every year, those most susceptible to cardiac arrest, to disease injury, are the elderly who are already on existing high blood pressure medicines. So the other medicines in the existing inflammatory disease, we know that every year with influenza vaccines that the elderly suffer with heart attacks. So here now we've added this these vaccines, which go in every cell of the body, and they're made to potently bypass the innate immune system and develop that antibody-dependent enhancement. So the inflammatory reaction is simply like throwing gasoline on a fire.
And when I speak to people and I talk about these spike proteins without, you know, making their eyes glaze over, and of course I'm not a scientist like or a doctor like you are, I try and explain that, yeah, these spike proteins are designed to go after cells to protect you from the Wuhan coronavirus, but these spike proteins will also go to other parts of the body and do we don't know what to perfectly healthy parts of the body. Is that correct?
Yeah, in a sense, but actually we do know, because the spike protein alone is the causative agent of the disease. The spike protein is what your immune system says, there's a problem, that's a bad thing, it shouldn't be in our body. So now we've injected the disease-causing agent alone in every cell of the body. So the inflammation and the energy that it's going to take, our mitochondria, our macrophages, we have to gobble up the spike protein. So all of the attention of the body is towards clearing that, turning off the flame, inflammation. So those with inflammatory diseases it's like throwing gasoline on a fire or water on an oil fire. You just blow up certain tissues from the flame. So yes, that is the problem with expressing proteins and RNAs in every cell of the body, because the disease is the spike protein.
And the sad news is we may not know the results of this experimental vaccine, this medical device, until 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road. And that's why it is an experiment. And to go out and market this vaccine to people like Rand Paul, you know, there's pressure on Rand Paul to go get the vaccine, but he had the Wuhan coronavirus, so he has natural antibodies. There's no mention whatsoever in this giant media push, this giant media governmental push, just to shut up, line up, and get the vaccine. There's no mention whatsoever to people, the 33, 35 million Americans who have had the Wuhan coronavirus, that you don't need to get it. That is criminal, is it not?
It is criminal because, more importantly, the one of the mechanisms of pathogenesis, how the vaccine causes the injury, is something called antibody-dependent enhancement. We know that instead of providing protection in the case, and this is what we saw from the Wolf paper in the beginning, a flu vaccine can amplify the enhancement. Any upper respiratory infection that you've already have, and every year there are 7 coronaviruses circulating in the population, much like influenza. So both influenza viruses, influenza vaccines, and coronaviruses that we naturally have been exposed to, we already make antibodies. So if you already make antibodies, again, you can destroy your own tissue, and that will be in the most vulnerable population. So this is at both levels of the immune system, this is deadly. And what the take home message today is for every single American is no vaccines ever, no shots right now, nothing else, no more of the COVID shots, because the most vulnerable are the heavily vaccinated, like our children in school. So they're at no risk of the coronavirus infection. They don't get disease from the coronavirus infection. And yet they're the most heavily vaccinated teenagers at puberty, seventh grade, kindergarten, pregnant women. They're already immune suppressed and making antibodies. So that explosion, the damage will last for lifetime. We're gonna see accelerated cancers in the young and the very young. We're gonna see more neurological brain disease, injuries that in fact will be difficult to overcome for the next at least two decades.
It's sad. You know, when it comes to children and COVID, the stats are real, and that is young people are more likely to commit suicide by a large multiplier than die by Wuhan coronavirus. And they're more likely to commit suicide these days because they've been locked up and they've been forced to wear a face covering. This is terrible. It is criminal what we are doing, especially to young people in the society. But Judy, you know, I go out and I speak a lot to groups. And one of the things I weave into what I'm talking about these days is, did you get the vaccine? And so instead of asking a show of hands of how many have had the vaccine, now I ask, because I don't want to embarrass people who have, because I think they have remorse. But I ask now how many people are not going to get the vaccine. And most of the time, it's a majority of people in the audience. So for those people who have received the vaccine and now listen to you or listen to me or other rational people about what is really going on with this experimental medical device, because it's really not a vaccine, what would you do if you had a loved one or you have friends who have had the vaccine but now have vaccine remorse? Is there anything that people can do now at this point, or is it too late?
There's absolutely a lot that we can do. The very first thing you do is never get another shot, because those toxins in the shots are synergizing with this shot and hurting your immune system.
For example, don't get the booster they keep talking about, the booster shot in the fall, right? Don't do it, right?
No Prevnar, no flu shot. The mask compromises the immune system and drives up that key cytokine storm. That IL-6 is at the heart of depression. IL-6 in this, you know, depression is not how you feel. It's an inflammatory response on your brain. So never get another shot. Eat as clean as you can. Absolutely clean. GMOs, vaccines are GMOs. The GMOs cripple the immune system the same way. Eat healthy. All the things you did to prevent COVID from a SARS-CoV-2 infection are the same thing you're going to do to prevent the COVID, the inflammatory disease. Remember, the disease is a symptomology, the vaccine, the shot, or the infection causes. Vitamin D, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, sunshine. Don't isolate, take off the mask. That will cripple the injury. So all of the things we did and that shouldn't have been done, as you just said, the disease were the measures. So if for vaccine remorse, never do it again. What does the Bible say? Repent and sin no more. You know, we can do this. We know how to keep immune systems healthy. We believe in God. The redundant mechanisms that we have to prevent injuries, protect the most vulnerable, those with inflammatory diseases like COPD, like cardiac diseases. At the heart is inflammation. Turn off the flame, eat healthy, eat well, eat clean, get minerals, get good sleep, and don't fear each other. Don't worry about who got it. Never say another word. Say, I'm not vaccinated, I'm immune. And our natural immunity will take over and protect ourselves.
Well, that's good news. And that's a positive message. And I think there's tens of millions of Americans who are happy to hear that. But you got to heed this warning, and that is live a healthy life. And I would include in there, by the way, you didn't say it explicitly, but exercise is an important factor, as well as eating healthy and getting good rest, et cetera. So this is wise advice. Judy, if folks want more information, they want to contact you, they want to hear more, any of the videos that are allowed, non-YouTube videos any of your information, where should folks go?
They can find me at plaguethebook.com, the website, plaguethebook.com. The info at comes directly to me. Any questions, see us where we're going to be in the upcoming weeks. Events we've just had, we post as many of the PowerPoints as we can.
Judy, God bless you and keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. Appreciate it.
Truth of the matter is, those who have received one of these experimental vaccines that are really not vaccines, they're medical devices, are going to have to live with it. Now, we don't know what's going to happen to you 10 years down the road, and I hope nothing happens. But it is experimental, and the FDA has 2 years to officially license it. I've made a prediction that it's never going to happen. I don't believe it's ever going to happen. But we'll see 2 years from now. You can hold me accountable. Oregon, meantime, is the first state to require proof of vaccination. If you don't want to wear a mask and you want to go into a governmental office or you want to go into a business. And churches, by the way. Imagine this. Churches. This is a wholesale attack on the First Amendment. But pay no attention, because that's Jerry Brown, the former governor of California. That's his sister running the state. Oregon is in the dark ages when you look at coming out of this attack by government using COVID as the excuse. You have the progressive state on one scale, which we'll say is Florida, just for a stipulation. Oregon's on the opposite end of the scale. You got the Stone Age in Oregon. You got the progressive, if you will, in Florida and Mike DeSantis, or Governor DeSantis. Meantime, I mentioned about the Commerce Department requiring. So you have Oregon, and you have these different businesses around the country that are now requiring proof of vaccination, or you still have to wear a mask and social distance. Remember the law. Please, if you remember anything, remember the law. And that is, because these so-called vaccines are experimental, they are not licensed by the FDA. And under the law, those so-called vaccines that are not licensed by the FDA and they're just given emergency use authorization, they are not allowed to be mandated by these businesses, by these organizations, by these government entities. The UC system in California requiring proof of vaccination is violating the law. The Commerce Department, which is requiring proof of vaccination, is violating the law. Cal OSHA or OSHA had it right. Where if you're a business that mandate, well, they actually had it wrong. OSHA should have said you can't businesses mandate because it's not licensed. They actually had it 100% wrong. But if you do businesses mandate, then somebody has an adverse reaction, then it becomes a recordable workplace incident, goes on your record. But OSHA had it wrong, right? 100% wrong. These are not licensed by the FDA, therefore you cannot mandate. I don't care who you are in this country. Even if you're the New York Yankees and you want to have a capacity crowd, a Yankee Stadium, right? And in order to be in that crowd, you got to have proof of vaccination. That's a violation of the law too. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to stand up to this. It's very, very important. At your local level, do it. You want to shoot a little bit higher at your county level? Do it. You want to shoot even higher at your state level? Do it. At the federal level, darn it, somebody's going to have to stand up to OSHA. Somebody's going to have to stand up to the Commerce Department and say, hey, you're violating your own federal law, you morons. If not us, who's going to do it? Certainly not the mainstream media. We have to stand up for what we know to be constitutional and what is not constitutional. We have to stand up for what we know to be the law and protect those who could be victims of violations of the law. And under FDA law, under what is part of the rules of an experimental vaccine, businesses, government agencies, nobody can require proof of vaccination. in order to enter, participate, what have you, in what they're doing. And if you have vaccine remorse, there's probably not a hell of a lot, really, we can do about it. And we won't know the official side effects of this so-called vaccine until many, many years down the road. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.